I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Now, you know, the honeymoon always wears off for a couple getting hitched. At some point, it could be 7 years, 25 years, whatever. It was just a couple hours for this couple. 61-year-old guy Daniel and 49-year-old Gigi got married in Clearwater, Florida on Sunday. And naturally, after you get married, you go out and you get drunk. And then once you get drunk, you start arguing. And then you start brawling. And then she's attacking him, scratching him on the chest. He's pushing her over. They're both arrested for battery. He's charged with a misdemeanor. She already has a battery conviction on her record, so she's a real charm. And she was charged with a felony. Changed the white dress for the orange jumpsuit. They're both going to jail.
Okay. She drank some. My guess is she probably drank something that for the first time. Something a little too harsh.
Maybe.
And that set her off a little bit. All right, we got to go to a Mississippi Walmart. You got a song for us here?
At the Walmart, someone called up 911 to the Walmart. Got a front end loader to fight the zombies at the Walmart.
Now, this story from the Mississippi Walmart came to us a few weeks back, and we addressed it then, but we did not know the reason for it, the motivation behind all of this. There was a guy who was accused of stealing a John Deere front-end loader from a recycling place. And he did this, it was like early in the morning, like on a Sunday morning. This 32-year-old guy. So he goes and he gets the John Deere front-end loader, and he brings it into the Walmart parking lot, and he just starts wrecking cars. I mean, he just starts smashing them up, okay? And they had to put the spike strips down to stop him, apparently. Because he was headed for a Nissan dealership next. He was going to go take out some cars. Some Altimas. Some Maximas. Were about to get smashed. So they get the spike strips down. And apparently the spike strips stop a front end loader. Who would have known? Why did he do this? What was the reason for this misbehavior? Well, he said because of the zombies. He said there were zombies coming after him. It was the end of the world, and zombies were chasing him. So he had to get the front end loader to protect himself against the zombies.
That's right.
The interesting line here at the end of the story is police were trying to determine whether he was under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Really?
I think so. And finally, a 51-year-old homeless man. You know, we had a whole bunch of people sneaking onto the White House grounds and all that. People jumping the fence and this, that, and the other thing. Well, it's happened at Governor Jerry Brown's residence in California, the historic governor's mansion on 8th Street in Sacktown. A 51-year-old homeless man was trespassing and busted in the governor's mansion. This dude, Stephen Seeley, was trespassing on the executive residence property, broke a side window of the first floor, and went inside. They say that Brown's protective detail was on site throughout the incident. And they said, this guy said, well, they said, what are you doing in the governor's mansion? He said, I saw wild animals, possible lions and cougars on the streets of Midtown Sacramento. So I walked through the front door of the home to alert Brown's security detail because he knew they had big guns. The government's got big guns.
Yeah, they do.
So they can handle the cougars and the lions that are wandering around up in downtown Sacramento. Now, they said, Mr. Seeley, what's going on with you? You seem a little out of sorts. And he described himself as an almost daily methamphetamine user for most of his adult life, and that normally he sleeps inside the long-closed Clarion Hotel across from the governor's mansion. But you're sleeping in a closed-down hotel, and you're looking over at the governor's mansion, and you're thinking, one of these days I'm going to cross that street. And he does. I was looking for the security staff, but I didn't see anybody. I thought the governor was in trouble. So I thought he might be getting attacked by wild animals. So I walked in and started yelling for Jerry.
Well, naturally. And he thought Jerry Brown was the craziest one in that mansion, yeah. In that capital.
Uh-huh. The first lady was there at the time. I don't know about any cougars or lions, but I think there might have been some lynx out there. Or missing links.
I can't believe it's news.
Governor Moonbeam met his match.